Ian Dempsey.
Playing the music you love. Today
just everywhere, everybody's talking about Donald Trump and the speech he made last night about his tariffs and what he's going to do and what it's going to mean, and 20% and the European Union, how they're going to react to the whole thing. And it's going to be an interesting couple of days, indeed couple of weeks and months, and possibly years, centuries even. This is big time. Some economists are saying it might be as big as the economic crash of 2008. So we're going to have to work it out, and how will all these different countries retaliate and get back in there, or what will they do? And is he going to stick to his guns, Donald Trump, as well? That's the question. Well, one man who knows all about crashes, if they're going to start talking about economic crashes, is Bertie Ahern. How are you, Bertie?
So, how are you?
Trump tariffs. Discuss, as they say in the Leaving Cert.
Well, Ian, I saw it last night, the same as everybody, yeah. I suppose.
All the lads with the hard hats on and everything, yeah?
And all the fellas in the high-vis and coming out and shaking hands. And he came out with a scorecard or a scoreboard.
Yes.
And it sort of looked like the Eurovision Cup Song Contest for a minute there, with the voting and all the countries lined up and the numbers beside him. And you had the different scores and deux points. Well, there wasn't any. The points, I suppose, were the tariff percentage. But the China and India, I noticed, were high on the board. And India was 74% and 36% was
reciprocal.
The tariff he was giving back to the others. And I was actually in an Indian restaurant last night myself, at Mint Leaf in Drumcondra. And you could see the effect of the tariffs straight away. I ordered a chicken vindaloo and papadum, and it was $22.95 on the menu, but when the bill came back, it had gone up to $38.95.
Wow.
So I felt it straight away, I have to say. It was
kicking in already, my God. Mint Leaf is nice, actually. It's lovely, the restaurant.
It's a nice one, I don't know if I'll be going back for a while now. The prices have shot up. Papadum was...
Thanks, Bertie. The last time there was a huge economic shock, Brian Cowan was in charge. And Brian is on the line now. Brian, how bad is this, do you reckon?
Well, obviously, going forward in the short term and long term going forward as well. But the long term is important, but the short term is important as well. Now, the problem with the long term is that going forward in the long term, we're all dead. So nobody's going forward in the long term anyway.
Okay. So, right. Now, what would you do if you were, say you were Taoiseach right now, what would you do?
Well, I would consult stakeholders going forward. I'd set up some bilateral meetings and the tripartite and whatever. And then I'd probably start a sing-song.
A sing-song? What good will that do? I'm talking about policies here.
And I spent all my money on whiskey and beer, and it's no.
Oh, it's like a trip back in time here.
Never.
Bum, 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 bum. No, nay, never. It's catchy though, isn't it? Enda Kenny is on the line as well. Enda, your reaction.
Good morning, Ian.
Yes, steady.
Well, I saw Trump come out with tariffs last night, and it was reminded me very much of Muhammad Ali in the eighth round against George Foreman in the Rumble in the Jungle in Zaire. Right. Boom, boom. Everybody went down. But how do you get up again? That's the problem.
Yes.
Trump inflicted pain. Mm. So we're going to need somebody in this country to deliver that pain, a kind of human syringe to administer the austerity.
Oh, brilliant analogy.
And then maybe invite a few other people into the country who aren't from here to run the country for a while.
Right.
It's worked before.
Yeah,
let's go again.
Okay. God, this really is like 2008 all over again. Another blast from the past. Joan Burton. How are you, Joan?
Hi, Ian.
What do you reckon?
Ian, can I just say, it's great to be back on your programme again.
What do you reckon?
And I have been inundated with people saying how much they miss me, email after email.
Right.
Listen, there's going to be pain and misery, as Enda says. We are where we are.
Okay.
But whatever we do, let's not do anything stupid, like increase water charges.
Oh.
The last thing you want to see is some minister trapped in a car in Jobstown, surrounded by fighting for their lives.
stop now, stop. Thank you very much, Joan. Oh, my God. Thank you. Yeah, it really is. It's like 2008 all over again. It's all coming, flooding back. Who? Who? George. Oh, George Lee. RTE George Lee. Hello, George.
Good morning, Ian.
Oh, God.
I know, even the sound of it brings you right back, doesn't it?
It does.
It's like regressive hypnosis in a bad way.
Yeah.
You're going to need somebody to cover this disaster, Ian. And now that it's clearly the end of the world, who better to describe the impending, inevitable economic apocalypse and our descent into the black hole of poverty and despair than me? It's all over. Let's just sit back and enjoy the ride. George Lee, depressingly relevant again. Armageddon.
Ian Dempsey. Playing the music you love. Today.